Let's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Well, a wild Christmas Eve and Christmas Day extended into extended power outages, especially in the Sharon, Connecticut area, which actually lasted into late Sunday in some cases. The weather for the rest of the week looks like it's okay, maybe some rain and snow showers. But then again, by the end of the week for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, looks like cloudy and cold with a chance of rain. So we'll follow that as the week undoes. This weekend in the Republican American, a story by Bridget Ruthman, shutdowns closed schools and restaurants as they floundered. So did the need for milk, cheese, and other dairy products. Gradually, however, people stuck at home rediscovered breakfast, cooking, and baking, all of which need those ingredients like milk, butter, and cheese, and cereal apparently is back in style. The majority of fluid milk in the home is for breakfast cereal, according to James Cricket Jackier, chairman of the 850-member Agrimark Dairy Cooperative, whose family farm in East Canaan is one of the largest in New England. Besides cereal, consumers also have been ordering more takeout pizzas and buying a lot more butter for use in baking. Quote, there's a lot of dairy on pizza, end quote, Jackier said. He went on to say, quote, it's a different shopper today and we are adapting, end quote. While the closing of many restaurants and the move to virtual schooling in April was a huge hit to the dairy industry, fluid milk has been flying off grocery store shelves. A story by Catherine Boughton. The Norfolk Congregational Church members voted in 1813 to erect a new meeting house. They had only two instructions for their agent, Michael Mills: build the best house he could get for $6,000, and that it be a meeting house with a steeple, not a cupola, as those on recently constructed churches in the nearby Salisbury and South Canaan areas. Well, last week there were cheers and clapping from those assembled around the town green. At that very same steeple was lifted away from the United Church of Christ and gently lowered to a specially crafted base. It'll rest there indefinitely while efforts continue to restore it and put it back in its place of honor overlooking the green. 207 years after the church was erected for $6,000, guess what the cost of the steeple's restoration is calculated at? More than $300,000. Initially, it was projected that removing the steeple would cost about $35,000. They raised $88,000, according to the head of fundraising, and that just covers what they did on Wednesday. The estimates placed to cost to improve, repair, and restore the steeple now stand at between $700,000 and $800,000. In a move to intend to protect residential areas from late-night music and noise, the Select Board in Stockbridge has reinstated its policy of limiting annual entertainment licenses to an 11 p.m. curfew. But for weddings, late-running theater productions, or special events, the board chairman encouraged destinations like Tanglewood, Berkshire Theater Festival, and Wheatley to resort to apply for special licenses allowing extended hours when needed. He indicated that such permits would be granted routinely and rapidly, pointing out that the BTF, part of the Berkshire Theater Group, could apply for multi-week special permits for a lengthy play. Town Administrator Michael Canale stated that across-the-board townwide entertainment license policy could specify an 11 p.m. end time for outdoor entertainment and a midnight deadline for indoors. Meetings coming up this week in our tri-state area. Today, in Cornwall, the Zoning Board of Appeals meets via Zoom at 7 p.m., Also today in Northeast New York, the Conservation Advisory Council meeting will be held at 7 p.m. Tomorrow in Falls Village, Special Board of Selectmen's meeting at 8 a.m., an extension of tax relief, action on COVID relief funds, and then the meeting will adjourn. On Wednesday, the 30th, the Dover Town Board has two meetings back-to-back, the Town Board organizational meeting and also the Dover Town Board regular meeting immediately following that. Coming up on the first of the year, it's the Salisbury Winter Sports Association Junior Ski Jump Camp for boys and girls ages 7+. It runs January 1st and 2nd from 9 till 3 at Satry Hill, Indian Cave Road in Salisbury. You'll learn the basics of ski jumping, safety and control, practice on the smaller hill, and join the club and Team SWASA and participate in practices throughout the winter for fun tournaments. Pre-registration or information is available from Ken Barker at 860-806-0471 or kennethbarker@gmail.com. More information, of course, also available at jumpfest.org. Berkshire.org. Berkshire Bach Society, due to the surge in the pandemic and to protect musicians and staff, had to cancel their Bach and Telemann performance, which was to be pre-recorded live at the Mahaley Stage and streamed on New Year's Eve. In place of that, they will have a free broadcast of the January 1st performance of the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall concert. Now, that is going to be available at the following link, berkshirebach.org/events. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. And you'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 30,199.87, the NASDAQ at 12,804.73, and S&P 500 at 3703.06. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.